A very, very good morning to you on what I'm going to call Fellowship Day 843. I'm swaggering into this one, pretending that I'm managing to do two episodes in as many days to rebuild that regularity that I thought would be embedded in the start of the fellowship, in the start of the podcast. By the way, if you're a new listener to the Read and Read podcast, go to not the very first episode, but let's say the episode where the episode numbers are a bit erratic. We go from something like day 7 to day 150 and listen to the surprise in my voice as I realise what busy actually means when the number of kids that you have becomes more than one. The rules of the game change on multiple levels, and that hit me like a boot in the proverbials, and it still resonates to this day because that patter of how I start these podcasts isn't really changing very much, is it? But anyway, we'll call it day 843. It's actually still day 842. I'm coming to you from a wee hotel room down in the University of Warwick Conference Centres. I'm here for the Faraday Early Career Conference and to deliver the next iteration of the Imposter Syndrome Masterclass. More about that if you listen to the advert mid-roll in the podcast. But that's where I am. That's why I'm able to sit and reflect on the podcast and push out a couple more episodes. And for this one, day 843, what I wanted to do was actually share with you a short audio essay. I haven't done one of those in a while. This comes from what really was the predecessor to the podcast. The evolution towards it was the Read and Deed blog. I started that back in 2018 as a way of experimenting with public writing and different styles, different ways of writing particular narratives. And that was all back around the time I was trying to get my own style together for writing You Are Not a Fraud, A Scientist's Guide to the Imposter Phenomenon. I continued that blog up until about 2022. In fact, just as the book itself was published, but have very much moved more so into podcasting since then. The Read and Deed podcast has now merged what was the Read and Deed blog into the podcast itself, what you're listening to here, and the accompanying supplementary blog posts that come on each of the podcast web pages. So as a reminder, you might be listening on Spotify or elsewhere, but if you head along to dr-mark-read.com/podcast, dr-mark-read.com/podcast, each of the individual podcast web pages, including this one, have an accompanying short blog post. But anyway, that's me trying to get into the habit of regular reminders of what's available on each of the podcast web pages, the podcast itself, the supplementary blog, and a Q&A form if you want to send me any questions or comments to be read out on the podcast. But today, without further ado, I wanted to share with you this short audio essay that I wrote around the time I was thinking about how to get my students and team members to take more risks, to, within the bounds of safety, of course, ask more for forgiveness than permission, to let their IQ double by tinkering and messing around and getting quick feedback rather than doing everything by preordained multi-week plans and designs. I think as scientists, we have this habit of thinking that everything has to come as inspired by the wet matter inside our skulls rather than being discovered by accident, as many great scientific discoveries have been. So that was the backdrop to writing this short audio essay, which is entitled Tinkering. Many of the innovations we enjoy as everyday conveniences were born from mistakes. Your microwave, your Coca-Cola, your antibiotic prescription and more. Great value and luxury has come to us through the magic of tinkering, accidents, and spotting something that wasn't quite as expected. In my academic life, one of my most cited papers came from an unexpected result, a mistake. I used one chemical when I meant to use another. My result showed one peak when I was expecting to read another. It was noticing the supposed error that helped a curiosity evolve into a concerted pursuit of the new. In recent research seminars, I've been telling stories of our research in the frame of what mistakes, what chance events, what happenstance led to something we never designed, but was ultimately a really fruitful path to follow. These mistakes facilitated advances that could, in retrospect, have so easily been dressed up as products of design. In the information age, design is ever more available and ever more attractive to claim. In 1960, one research paper used, quote, rational design, close quote, in its title. In 2021, 737 papers did the same. We wouldn't have post-it notes if someone didn't fail to design stronger adhesives. We wouldn't have Coca-Cola if a couple of chemicals that were never supposed to be mixed hadn't been spilled together. We wouldn't have smart dust if someone hadn't smashed raw silicon material all over the lab. We wouldn't have the modern microwave oven if someone hadn't spotted the chocolate bar that had melted in their pocket whilst walking past an instrument that was emitting microwaves. These stories and more, you can find them. You will find them. They exist. And these stories could be your stories. In his book, The Black Swan, Nassim Nicholas Taleb advises, quote, the strategy for the discoverers and entrepreneurs is to rely less on top-down planning and focus on maximum tinkering and recognising opportunities when they present themselves, close quote. What mistakes have you made that could lead to unexpected wonders? What could you follow that you might otherwise be tempted to sweep under the carpet? When might tinkering reveal the truths that your premeditated design can only dream of? So that's the end of the blog on tinkering. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks as ever for being here and listening to the Read Indeed podcast. But let me leave you by reiterating that consideration. When might tinkering reveal truths that your premeditated design can only dream of? All the best, and I'll see you again soon for another episode of the Read Indeed podcast. Take care.